ہمارے شیخ حضرت مولانا حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ کے اشعار ہیں. حضرت والا رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے ہیں، اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو ٹپکائیں گے، جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے. حضرت رحمت اللہ علیہ says that now because of عشق، due to عشق for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now we are not going to only shed tears, the normal tears that we shed normally when we cry. We are going to shed tears of blood. Tears of blood. Allah gives us that. Subhanallah. Jab dil se unhe hum chahenge, and we are going to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selflessly from the bottom of our heart with devotion, with sincerity, with ikhlas. When we are going to love Allah like that, to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wo khud hi karam farmayenge. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself will become benevolent to us, and he will also attract us, and he will pull us towards him. He'll make jazb of us. مخلوق ہے ادنا سا سورج. ادنا سا سورج, a small little سورج, yet it is so great, it is some million times, one and a quarter, one and one third, one and a quarter, more than one and a quarter, million times bigger than the earth. So حضرت والا فرماتے ہیں کہ when the سورج is just an adana, one of the small creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, small creations, and a person wants to look at the سورج like this during the course of the day, he can't see it because of the brightness. It can even blind the person if you look at it directly. So جب اس کو ہم اس کو نہیں ہم دیکھ سکے, when we can't see the سورج, we can't see the sun, پھر خالق عالم کا جلوہ دنیا میں بھلا کیا پائیں گے. تو پھر the one who created the whole universe, how نورانی must he be, how he must be shining. You want to look at him, we want to see him here in the dunya, we can't see him in the dunya. The only place where we are going to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be in the akhirat. The last thing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the people of Jannah, Allah will say, Allah ta'ala will show us his tajalli. Allah will show us his tajalli. And some people will see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the akhirat, in the whole existence. In the akhirat, they will see him only one time. Some people will see him once a year. Some people will see him every month. Some people will see him every week. Some people will see him every day. Some people will see him every moment. Hazrat Imam Muhammad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi gave his life for the sake of the Quran. Somebody saw him in a dream and asked him, Allah نے آپ کے ساتھ کیا معاملہ کیا؟ تو فرمایا, اللہ تعالی نے مجھے یہ اختیار دیا ہے کہ جب بھی میں اللہ کو دیکھنا چاہتا ہوں میں جا کر کے دیکھوں. اللہ مجھے بھی اور آپ کو بھی یہ دولت نصیب فرمائے. آتا ہی مجھے نالوں میں مزہ. I find enjoyment in crying. اے ظاہر ناداں طنز نہ کر. You the one who is a خشک صوفی. خشک صوفی, you haven't had the company of the Allah wala, like our Hazrat Ahmad Badamat Barakatuhum. If you haven't got the company of such people, then you are a zahid e nada, khushk sufi. Everything of yours is just on top. Inside you still need to be bulk. So when you see me crying, don't make tons, do not taunt me. Why are you crying so much? The reason for that is, جب عشق ہے ان کا دل میں میرے, when Allah's عشق is in my heart, پھر کیوں نہ ہمیں ترپائیں گے. Then why is it that Allah will make us uneasy and He will make us agitated all the time? We are uneasy, we want to see Allah, we want to see Allah, we want Allah, we want to be with Allah. Then Hazrat wala rahmatullah alayhi says, کیوں آہ ہمیں کچھ تاثیر نہیں. Why is it that the people give bayan also and they do everything also, they cry also, but there is no effect in that. کیا عشق کا دل میں تیر نہیں؟ They don't have this عشق in their heart, the arrow of عشق, don't they have it in their heart? جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں, when there is no نور in a person's heart, then he's going to sit here on the mimbar. So from the mimbar, what is he going to dish out? What is he going to give to the people? What is he going to give the people? What pain is he going to give to the people? What love is he going to go to give to the people? How can there be a sir and how can there be an effect in his bayan? Lafazihi, lafazi hai. It's only words but nothing words. Allah Ta'ala give us the haqiqat of the soul. And Hazrat Rana Rahmatullah Alayhi says that Jayenge kabhi aahe dil ki balaye falakta arsh bari. This crying of mine, inshallah, it will go, it will go reach the arsh, inshallah. Ye dard muhabbat ke naale kuch rang to apna laayenge. One day it will show its effect, inshallah, in the akhirat or in the dunya also. And then Hazrat Rana towards the end says, Tum la shako meri ghusl na do, bas khoon mein litri rehne do. The day when I die, don't even give me ghusl. Because there's life of mine, I've given it for the sake of Allah. For the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, that when a person has the inclination towards doing any guna, any sin, seeing the wrong things, saying the wrong things, looking at the wrong things, and then there, out of fear for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he restrains himself, and he feels that hurt is no less than the hurt that a shaheed feels when he is being killed. When a person is giving his life, is no less than that. So that person is also, ye bhi shaheed ke maane mein hai. To Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi say, tum laasho ko meri ghusl na do, bas khoon mein litri rehne do. This body of mine, when I'm dying, when I'm dead, don't give it ghusl. Just leave it besmeared. Just leave it besmeared in the blood. Kal khoon shahadat mein litra, ye jism inhe dikhlayenge. Tomorrow, When I'll be appearing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the blood of shahadat, so then at that time I will show Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that, yeah, Allah, yes, my life, yes, my body, I gave it for your sake. Hazrat Wala says, Akhtar ku jo tune dolat gham, bakhshi hai bafayde peer huda, for Akhtar, you have given him this dawlat gham, this wealth of gham and love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the selfless love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of the through the mashayikh, through the peer of hidayat, ummida hai tujhse bahar khuda. I have hope in you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ke is dard ka darma payenge, that we will receive inshallah the rewards and the benefits and the fruits of this dirt and this pain, inshallah, in akhirat, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Ab ishq mein unki khatir hum, ab ishq mein unki khatir hum, aankhon se lahu tapkayenge. Ab ishq mein unki khatir hum aankhon se lahu tapkayenge jab dil se unhe hum chahenge jab dil se unhe hum chahenge wo khud hi karam farmayenge مخلوق ہے ادنا سا سورج مخلوق ہے ادنا سا سورج جب اس کو نہیں ہم دیکھ سکیں پھر خالق عالم کا جلوہ مخلوق ہے ادنا سا سورج جب اس کو نہیں ہم دیکھ سکے پھر خالق عالم کا جلوہ دنیا میں بھلا کیا پائیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو تپکائیں گے جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے آتا ہی مجھے نالوں میں مزا آتا ہی مجھے نالوں میں مزا اے زاہد نادان طنز نہ کر آتا ہی مجھے نالوں میں مزا اے زاہد نادان طنز نہ کر
جب عشق ہے ان کا دل میں میرے جب عشق ہے ان کا دل میں میرے پھر کیوں نہ ہمیں تر پائیں گے کیوں آہ میں کچھ تاثیر نہیں کچھ آہ میں کچھ تاثیر نہیں کیا عشق کا دل میں تیر نہیں کیا کیوں آہ میں کچھ تاثیر نہیں کیوں آہ میں کچھ تاثیر نہیں کیا عشق کا دل میں تیر نہیں جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں جب نور نہیں خود ہی دل میں منبر پہ وہ کیا برسائیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو ٹپکائیں گے جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے جائیں گی کبھی آہیں دل کی جائیں گی کبھی آہیں دل کی بالائے فلک تا عرش بری جائیں گی کبھی آہیں دل کی بالائے فلک تا عرش بری یہ درد محبت کے نالے یہ درد محبت کے نالے کچھ رنگ تو اپنا لائیں گے جب شمع محبت دل میں لیے جب شمع محبت دل میں لیے محفل میں ہو کوئی صاحب ذوق جب شمع محبت دل میں لیے محفل میں ہو کوئی صاحب ذوق پھر عشق خدا کے پھر عشق خدا کے پروانے خود اُر کے وہاں آ جائیں گے تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو بس خون میں لٹھری رہنے دو تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو بس خون میں لٹھری رہنے دو کل خون شہادت میں لٹھرا کل خون شہادت میں لٹھرا یہ جسم انہیں دکھلائیں گے مقتا ہے اختر کو جو تو نے دولت غم اختر کو جو تو نے دولت غم بخشی ہے بفیض پیر ہدا اختر کو جو تو نے دولت غم بخشی ہے بفیض پیر ہدا امید ہے تجھ سے بار خدا امید ہے تجھ سے بار خدا اس درد کا درماں پائیں گے اب عشق میں ان کی خاطر ہم آنکھوں سے لہو ٹپکائیں گے جب دل سے انہیں ہم چاہیں گے وہ خود ہی کرم فرمائیں گے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم So normally, so as the practice normally before starting every bayan, to mention one sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the month of Rajab used to commence, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to recite this dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. Oh Allah Ta'ala, give us barakah and blessings in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. And let us reach the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a very, very great month. So we make dua that we must reach there. But before that, Allah must give us barakah and blessings in these months. What does barakah and blessings mean? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must increase us in good actions and abstaining from sins. And these months, the month of Rajab especially, it is the month of the Ashwari Hurum, the four sacred months in the year. In the times of Jahiliyyat, ignorance also, this was regarded as a very, very great and honorable month, the month of Rajab. Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, those 3 months together, and the month of Rajab. So even in Islam, it's great honor given to this month of Rajab. And there are different reasons the ulama say why Rajab is such an important month. Some say in these months, from the time of Jahiliyyat and in Islam also, a person should not kill. There should be no jihad fighting in these months. And other ulama say that amal, good actions, are increased in these months. And similarly, those who do wrong actions in these months, the guna also increases in these months. So a person should be particular. And some ulama have mentioned that they say the month of Rajab is the month of planting your seed. Plant your seed. And the month of Sha'ban is the month of watering the seed. And the month of Ramadan is the month of cutting the crops which have come out. The person now attains the crops. He takes benefit. Other ulama have said that the month of Rajab is the month of the winds. The winds are blowing now. And the month of Sha'ban is the month where the clouds start forming. And the month of Ramadan is the month where the rain starts coming down in torrents. So if the month of Rajab a person is prepared, then a person will get benefit in the month of Ramadan. And one narration also says, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa barik lana fi Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a blessed month, but oh Allah, give us even more barakah and blessings in the month of Ramadan. So we can also read these words, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa barik lana fi Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq to make amal.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون وقال تبارك وتعالى إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر صدق الله المولانا العظيم. As MashaAllah Maulana Musa Saf explained, that we should read seriously this very blessed dua now in the month of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. That Allah gives us barakat in this month of Rajab and Sha'ban. Wa balighna Ramadan wa barik lana fi Ramadan, and give us barakat in the month of Ramadan. And what we also should try and do, may Allah give me and us all tawfiq, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Maulana Muhammad Zakaria Sahab, Rahmatullah Ali's Kitab, Akabir Ki Ramadan, how our elders had spent the month of Ramadan. And Maulana Dr. Ismail Maimon, who is in Canada, he has also taken out extracts, and he has also prepared a kitab of how our elders spent the month of Ramadan. If we read that, really, when I say we, I mean me, myself. It puts us to shame that how these people from Rajab, they waited for the month of Ramadan. And then when the month of Ramadan came, there was no end to their joy. And this also, this dua that we read from Rajab, is in anticipation for the month of Ramadan. And like, for example, people who are working in December, they got a holiday planned. They planned the holiday 2 months before, 3 months before. And how they are in anticipation, waiting for that holiday to come and to go. The real holiday, which are the holy days, is the month of Ramadan. And that is Allah put in our hearts. As Allah rewards Maulana Rafiq Sahab, and may Allah give us that jazba which Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi had when, from Hazrat's poems. And nowadays when we hear Hazrat's bayans, we see just something completely different. And we feel so sad and sorrowful and remorseful that we didn't appreciate Hazrat when he was living. Really, Hazrat's words, now what meanings it has got. And we don't know that's still in the future, how lot the meanings will come out to us, and had we realized and taken heed, how lot we should have benefited, how lot we should have saved ourselves, benefited. But unfortunately, we did not pay attention at that time. And mashallah, Maulana Rafiq Sahib himself, when he recites it, with what fervor and with what feeling he reads it. And that is that if you have got that in your heart, then it will go to the others. But if you haven't got it, how will it go to the others? And also when we were there, when Maulana Mazhar Sahib was leaving at Maulana Yahya Bham's Masjid, Damat Barakatum, and Maulana Yahya Bham had sort of insisted, they are very close friends also, and he told him that you must read that ashar of our Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, which is Meri Zindagi ka Hasil, Meri Zist ka Sahara, Tere Aashiqo me Jeena, Tere Aashiqo me Marna, or Mujhe Kuch Khabar Nahi Thi, Tera Dard Kya Hai Ya Rab, Tere Aashiqo Se Sikha, Tere Sange Dar Pe Marna. If that reality can come into us, and mashallah how Maulana rendered it there also, and what an effect it had on the whole audience. And especially in front of me was sitting Maulana Yahya Bham. What the effect it had on him also. So may Allah bless us with these realities, inshallah, and bring them into our lives. So we, in the anticipation of the month of Ramadan, may Allah bless us also with that joy. And we look forward to it. And also, as Maulana explained, that in this month of Rajab, which is one of the Ashur-e-Hurum, the three other months are together. And this month is one separate, and always is what was regarded as a great month. So to increase our ibadat, start with our roza somewhat in this month, and then we look forward to the month of Ramadan, and also all our other ibadat, and to become more particular to abstain and stay away from all type of sin. All type of sin, all the time, but especially in these blessed months, even more. So that we can protect ourselves in the month of Sha'ban, which is another very great month, Ramadan, the great month also, and then all the others also, Zulhijjah, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, all these great, great months. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities. The month of Rajab is also famous for the Mi'raj of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the famous date is the 27th of Rajab. Though there is a lot of kalam in it, but the famous date is the 27th of Rajab. And so this is really the great gift of this month of Rajab also, namaz which Allah Ta'ala has given us. And this is also a very, very great ibadat in its own also. And at the same time, it is our connection with Allah Ta'ala. As we have to develop the love of Allah, which we never knew, we did not even, when I said we, I mean I. We had no idea that there exists something like the love of Allah. Allah reward our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali. What efforts he had made, how Hadrat used to cry, and how he used to make effort on us, that this love can be developed in us. And if that love does come, then it will be, the love of namaz will also come into us. And the namaz, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, that Allah has made the coolness of my eyes in salah. As Maulana Rafiq Sahib, Damat Barakatum, explained, that Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, rahmatullah alayhi, that when Allah granted him the honor, that whenever he wants to, he can go and see Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. What a great, great thing. And really, namaz is that. As-salatu, it has been said, As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. Namaz is the mi'raj of a mu'min. And besides that few short times in the day that we are forbidden from making namaz, sunrise, zawal, sunset, besides that, at any time we can also make that connection with Allah Ta'ala. But to make that connection, our namaz has to become a reality. May Allah bless us with that. Do we speak about it so that it can come into us, that reality can come into us. So namaz, we have to make an effort also. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali, in one of his majalis at the Khanqah, he explained the very great importance of namaz. And Hazrat stressed a lot on the outward postures of namaz. And he said that is not the real thing. The real, like he said, if you buy badam, almonds, today we buy clean, ready packed everything, but if you go in an oriental bazaar where the original things are, they sell them in the shells. So what is the real thing is the badam which is inside, the almond which is inside, not the shell. Eh? But usually from the shell you gauge what is inside. So he says if a person only buys the shell and there is no kernel inside, the seed, the almond seed is not inside, then it is really useless. But the shell is also very important. So the namaz, the shell of namaz is also extremely important. And Hazrat explained, if that is not correct, then how is the inside seed, the kernel, going to be correct? So at least Hazrat said that we come for namaz, we perform namaz, but how many of us, our concentration, devotion is there in namaz? But he says, at least if we make effort for our level, the outside of namaz, if we can make that correct, then also it will be something great in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In that, Hazrat mentions a few things. That for example, he says that many of us, our ruku, we don't make properly. And we don't get up from ruku properly, stand up straight, before we go down into sajda. And also between the two sajdas, we don't get up properly and we've gone into the second sajda. And Hazrat explained a bit in detail from the fuqaha that if we did not raise our head sufficient, more to a sitting position, and we went back into sajda, it's only one sajda that we have made. So then namaz also, even from the outer point of view, namaz is not correct. So we have to make effort on our namaz also, the outward form also. And alhamdulillah, our friends in the khanqa in Ramadan, practical namaz is also taught, and Maulana Abdullah Dhabelia Sahab, the Ahmed Barakatum, was explaining. He went to Hardoi in the month of Ramadan, and he saw that Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Ali came, and discipline was there, not only for the students of the madrasa, but even the musallis, the town people who came also. Great discipline. And then Hazrat, before namaz started, he told all to make ruku. And he had his appointed people at the two ends. And he told them to check now if everyone's ruku is correct. And every time a different posture of namaz. And he was muhiyyus sunnah. And how he brought the sunnah alive, Allahu Akbar. And what efforts he made. So all this year, we have to make great effort and bring that in our minds. That namaz is also something that we have to make effort upon. And we have to make our namaz properly. And the namaz be on time, for example. How many of us, our namazes are not there? If they are there, they are not what jama'at, they are not on time. They are not what jama'at, etc. All that also has to be correct. And then we have to make effort for the inside connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And all that which starts really from the time we hear adhan. And the respect of adhan is also a thing which has been lost today. That is also a very important thing. The minute we hear Allahu Akbar falling in our ears, then the greatness of Allah Ta'ala should dawn upon us. And it should come upon us. And if we have got that relationship and connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then we will know now everything else must be put aside. And mashallah, there are so many people who are not like in the dini aspect really outwardly. They are, we will say like in dunya, in their businesses, professional people, people who are traveling, etc. And outwardly, it's not like they are in the dini circles. But how particular they are also about their namaz. The minute namaz time comes, they are there. They are so particular of their namaz. And wherever they can be traveling, they can be at home, they can be on holiday, whatever it is, their business also. Everything, they set it out in such a way. One good friend of ours in Lodium, he says that when he starts his day, he first starts it, Fajr of course, Tahajjud is there, Fajr is there. Then he says, I make my Ishraq namaz also. And he says, by the barakat of Ishraq, and this is also one thing Allah give me and us all tawfiq, the fazail of a'mal bi mustahzar. Be in front, be in our heads, and more than in our heads, be in our hearts also. That we realize. He says it comes in the hadith that who makes ishraf namaz, Allah makes his day's work easy. So he says he's an engineer. He says at one time he had 4 government projects. And he had to attend meetings for the 4 projects. But he says Allah made it so easy. All my meetings just synchronized. They just put it in properly. And together with that, all my namaz is also on time. Everything else also on time. So when Allah's help is with a person, when a person becomes Allah's, من كان لله كان الله له, then Allah becomes His also. And that person who Allah is yours, then what more do you want? Everything you have got if Allah is yours. So we, that is, and through namaz and salat, we can acquire this. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to try and make effort in this direction. And in this ayat of the Quran Sharif, which I've recited, Allah ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, that the believers have become successful. And then Allah explains 10, more or less 10 qualities of the believers who are those that will be successful. And these are things that really we have to make great, great effort for. Today dunya has become our object. We are just seeing dunya, but much, much more greater than dunya is the akhirat. First of all, the life of the qabr. Dunya itself also, how many? In Gujarati there is a saying, Hanj Parta Hamaj Maave. As you come to the evening, then you understand. As the old age sets in, then you start understanding. While you are young and healthy, you don't take heed. You hear bayans also, it doesn't register. But whereas the evening comes and you see now, the sun is going down, now everything begins registering. But of course, it's not too late still. Allah give us tawfiq still to make sincere tawbah, to correct our lives before the sun sets finally. When the sun sets, then of course, then it's gone, the time is gone. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has said that the believers have become successful. One of them are those الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ, who have got khushu, khudu in their namaz. Their salat is also correct, outward form of namaz. And inside also, their namaz is a true connection with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. These people have achieved everything. And as we make effort for everything else in the world, we have to make effort on our namaz also. And the outward form of namaz also, namaz on its time, etc. And then the inward form of namaz also must be correct. And for this, a continuous effort is required also. Like for example, if we learned namaz when we were small children, many of us from our parents we learned, we saw them making namaz, we ran to the masjid, other people were making namaz, we saw how that. Then we went to the maktab, and we learned from the ustad also about namaz. But then how much did we keep it up after that? How much is the namaz to revise that all the time? Though we are making namaz all the time, but are those things in our mind that how we had to make the namaz, the outward form of namaz, is it there in our mind? So continuously we have to revise it also. We have to refreshen ourselves also. And all the time we have to think of correcting our namazes. And at the same time also, Allah Ta'ala reward Maulana Musa Kaji on the 5 departments of our deen. Aqaid must be correct. Mu'asha, ibadat must be correct. Mu'amalat, our business dealings must be correct. Our mu'asharat, social interaction must be correct. Akhlaq, our character must be correct. So in there, namaz also is a very, very important point that we have to work on and correct our namazes. And this namaz, if we learn and we do it correctly, then we will get connection with Allah Ta'ala. And mi'raj, the highest a person reaches is when he goes to the lowest. That is when he makes sajda. And that real, the sajda, Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, when Allah blesses me with that sajda, that I'm connected with Allah, I feel in my heart that I've got a more greater ownership than the 200 countries of the world.
Allah.
that a person feels when Hazrat Khaja Aziz ul Hasan Sahib Madzub Rahmatullah Ali says that sometimes when he passes this way, Allah Ta'ala comes, then what a feeling. That is the true connection with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So this is what we have to strive for. So this month of Rajab, where there are other barakat and blessings in this month, one great important aspect of this month is also our namaz, to correct our namazes. For that also, if at least we can do, the ulama, mashallah, and mashallah, there are such ulama present here. What aspects of deen, they are masters in it, alhamdulillah, and how they teach it. But for the rest, simple people like us, at least we should try and learn the meanings of the things that we read in namaz. Surah Fatiha, we repeat it so much. And it is the oft repeated surah, which the Quran Sharif says, that Sab'a Mathani, the Quran Sharif, the surah, with the seven ayats, and it is repeated so often. What is the subject matter? So much so that ulama have written that in our sirri namazes, in which there is no qiraat, quiet, soft namazes, Zohar, Asr, and the third and fourth rakats of Isha, these namazes of Maghrib, the third rakat, the imam is just quiet. But we should read in our mind, in our heart, we should try and read Surah Fatiha. Though there are other things also you can ponder about, but the best is Iqra' fi nafsik. Surah Fatiha, we should try and read. So what a great message there must be in Surah Fatiha, that Allah Ta'ala has ordained it so many times in our namazes, from Fajr time right till Isha time. Every, not only the faras, our sunnats we read on our own, our nafils we read on our own, and we are reading Surah Fatiha all the time. The imam is reading on our behalf, and we are reading it in our heart. So what is the message? First are the great praises of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with those realities to understand and realize Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That all praise, ulama have written, that there are different types of praises. And all these praises, all four types of praises, are solely and only for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then Allah has described himself here as Rabbul Alameen. He is Rabb, the one who brings into existence from non-existence. What is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? That from non-existence, according to scientists, which is totally wrong, they say matter cannot be created, matter cannot be destroyed. But Allah Ta'ala creates without a thing being in existence. It's not there. Allah creates it and it is there. And when Allah wants to destroy it, though it's there, but when Allah destroys it, there is no sign of it at all. So Allah's qudrat is, we can't understand the qudrat of Allah. To mere dil mein aata hai, meri samajh mein nahi aata. Main jaan gaya, yahi teri pehchan hai. You come into my heart, I believe in you totally, fully, oh Allah. I can't fathom you with my brain. I can't understand you with my brain. You are beyond wara'ul wara. You are beyond our mental capacity. Where can we understand you? So Allah Ta'ala, who is Rabbul Alameen, who has brought the world into existence from non-existence. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. What does not at that time come upon man, that he thinks of that time when mankind at large was not mentioned. And this is also a very important thing. Hazrat Maulana Idris Khan, Maulana Idris Khan Delvi Rahmatullahi, in his tafsir, which his son completed towards the end when Hazrat passed away. And mashallah, what a job also his son has done. In there he writes that philosophers believe that this from since eternity this has been happening, that man was coming, living in the world, dying and going away. And they believe this is going to carry on forever and ever also. Whereas we know for a fact that that there was no man at one time. There was only Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala khalaqtu bi yadayya. I created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam with my own hands. That means Allah gave full attention to the creation and formation of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah says, I created Adam alayhi salam. Before that, there was no human being. No human being whatsoever. So at a time there was no human being whatsoever. Allah created Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. And then from Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah created his partner Hawa alayhi salatu wassalam. And then Allah made the whole silsila carry on, that their children are coming in the world, and Allahu Akbar. Like today, many times families have a get together and they say that dada, dadi, nana, nani, and par dada, great grandfather, grandmother also are going to be there. When they see all their children and they don't remember their names also, from where and where they have come. And some families, the families are in the various parts of the world. And they get them together also, and they have a get together like that. So if Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is to come and see his progeny throughout in the whole world, and as Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was, all his progeny, all were two eyes, were two lips, one nose, two ears, Allahu Akbar. And this is all the great, great creation and the greatness and everything, the greatest proof of the existence of Allah Ta'ala and the oneness and the qudrat of Allah is man himself, insan himself. That man, if he thinks that how Allah Ta'ala has made him from a dirty drop of sperm, which if it just comes out of the body, then the whole body is nafak. And the whole, you have to take a bath, and every hair of the body, you have to take a proper bath and everything. And then again, after that, Allah made it appear a little bit of blood. And from there, Allah made it a little piece of flesh. Then Allah gave it form and put bones in it. And then the greatest thing which nobody else, even that nobody can do, and all of that in the small womb of the mother.
Allahu
Akbar. A small little, very tiny factory where Allah Ta'ala is making this baby. And the great, great kamal and perfection of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, that not a single part is imported from other parts of the world. Everything is made there and is fitted in there. Not the mother doesn't. Where can the mother make a baby? The mother doesn't know what is happening. What does the father know? The father hasn't got any idea that factory and the work is just carrying on. And fi zulumat in thalath, in three layers of darkness. Allah Ta'ala makes this baby in the three layers of darkness. What is the great qudrat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala? And then after that, after about 4 months or so, Allah Ta'ala puts the ruh in the baby now. Now everything starts working. First was just the outward form that was made. Now the baby, everything now, it has got life now. And ruh is only, yas'alunaka ani ruh. They ask you about the ruh, what is the ruh? And according to the books of philosophy, etc., The philosophers are so angry that first they can't explain what is the ruh. And they're trying their best that death must not come on a person. A person must just live and live. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, he says the greatest proof that this dunya is not our object, akhirat is our object, is the very fact that a person dies from this dunya. And what you worked for your whole life, everything is left behind. That is proof that there is akhirat. Like Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, with his great sacrifices, and they got everything in the akhirat. So that is proof that the akhirat is the object and dunya is not our object. And the reality of akhirat is there. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala is the one who has created this this child. Then we have to be very careful also. Today this propaganda is being spread widely, that man is from a monkey. Darwin's theory of evolution, 19th century, he came and he came with this theory of his. So there are various simple questions that a person can pose to them. That is, one is, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, that if one monkey could become a human being, then why in the history of monkeys, till today, there isn't a second human being? And if that one became a human being, is that one a male or is it a female? So if it is a male, then how did the male get more? And also according to one, Allahu Akbar, just read today, that Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah forbade him from a certain tree, that don't eat min hadhi shajara, from this tree. So he fell from that particular tree. But the ulama have written one aspect. What was reference was that species of tree.
Mm.
All those trees. He didn't eat of that tree. He ate of another tree. And he felt that tree is forbidden for me. And for that also Allahu Akbar. Ulama, Allah reward them. How, what they have written. That for that reason you cannot call, never ever, just because we have to say it, but you don't ever say that any Nabi, or even Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, that he was a sinner. Na'uzubillah, as some other people. And what an example they gave for that also. That if a person sews his clothes one day, that doesn't mean he's a tailor. A tailor is a person who sews every day. So sometimes you sewed your clothes, you are not a tailor. So if you earn, sometimes that does, it's not that. That is if you are continuously in that. And then also one more point I'll just mention here. That when Adam alayhi salam, the sajda of Adam alayhi salam, which is referred to, ulama have written this in the commentary of a hadith, that just like we make our namaz, now we're going to make, wherever we are making safar, which side is Qibla? We have to take out your phone and now determine, check up. One person's phone is showing this side, the other person's phone is showing completely the opposite side. Now you have to make tahari and you have to think and all that. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was only the Qibla. The sajda was not for Adam alayhi salam. We make the namaz towards the Kaaba, but we don't make the namaz to the Kaaba. That's just our direction. So Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, ulama have written, though there is a lot of discussion, but that was just the direction. But the sajda was solely, only for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So anyway, so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has created this human being, and Allah is the creator. He is not from a monkey. In that there is another point also, that if the monkeys, if it was not only one monkey, but the species of monkeys became human beings, then how come today in the world there are humans also and there are monkeys also? If they became human beings, males, females, all of them, and they all became human beings, then how come they are still monkeys also? So there is absolutely, and this is one of the very first basic fundamental beliefs of ours that have to be correct. If we have to believe that we are from monkeys, that Allah is not our creator, then it's a very dangerous situation. And today the enemy, we don't realize how they are working on our small children. One friend came and visit me, and he told me his wife, and this is a common thing, Allah guide us all, protect us all. She's doing a course in teaching from home. So that is now above board, it's kosher. So he says when he took her textbook, he saw the first thing that was written there, that what proof is there that Allah exists? That God exists, what proof is there? He said there is no proof, you can't see Allah. You don't touch Allah, there is no proof. So he says the assignments I will handle for you. Because and if that is now in the teacher, and that teacher is going to teach now, what is going to happen? And then he says, after a few chapters, there comes that don't listen to your scholars, everything they say. Question your scholars. Don't just accept everything they are saying. So this is a very dangerous situation. And today we don't know what attacks are upon us, from what directions, what attacks are upon us. And if our basics, our belief, and Allah does not exist. In one book of philosophy, the first chapter is that did we create God or did God create us? Now if a person studies that, and look at the sequence also how they put it, that they didn't put first did God create us or did we create God. First they put did we create, we are thinking, imagining there is Allah. When in a'uzubillah, according to them, there is nothing like that. So this is a very serious thing. And also, when many things we get caught up with, and we don't realize that we are involved in it, the common discussion, we pass it off as a joke perhaps, or just something ambiguous, confusion. Did the hand come first, or did the egg come first? And then we just leave it as a confusion, and we don't know, or we just pass it. No, we have to know with absolute absolute authority and absoluteness that the hand was first Allah created it. From there the hand, the egg came, and then it carried on. Adam alayhis. So they see, speak first. Was the sperm first or was the human being first? The human being was first. And from there Allah Ta'ala then created the sperm of the man, and it went into the womb of the mother, and then it mixed, and then Allah Ta'ala made this beautiful child, and which is proof of the great, the qudrat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So anyway, in our namaz, if we learn, when we're reading, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah, then we just have to think this, and look at how many other creations of Allah Ta'ala. All the birds, how many? Butterflies, how many? Different colors, Allahu Akbar. And a butterfly, if you take the one wing, and you see that how all that flowers, petals, what colors on there. The other wing is 100% a duplicate of it. Who is this who makes this? Who went and make all that? And how many butterflies? And how many species of butterflies? And what different, what is the qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala, let us realize this, bring it within us, and realize the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, who is the most merciful, who is the most compassionate, the most kind. Nobody can be as kind and compassionate as what Allah Ta'ala is. Allah is the greatest, and He is the owner of everything. Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah Ta'ala will be the Malik on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah did not say that He is the judge on the day of Qiyamah. A judge, he has to follow the laws which are there. And according to the laws, he has to make decisions. But Allah Ta'ala is the sole owner. And nobody can question Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is that being also that nothing can overpower Allah Ta'ala. Not Allah's anger can be, that Allah is na'uzubillah, out of control. And Allah's anger has overtaken Him. Allah does become very angry when we break His law. And that is one of the things that that makes Allah greatly, very angry, is when His laws are broken. Allah protect us, forgive us, guide us. But the breaking of the laws of Allah, Allah Ta'ala. But at the same time, anger is not above Allah Ta'ala. If we beg of Allah Ta'ala, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written the instance of Peer Changi, who was a musician. And at his old age, now his voice was not there anymore. People were not listening to him. And Allah give us that sincerity. He went into an old grave. And there he was crying to Allah Ta'ala that, Ya Allah, nobody supports me now. Nobody looks after me. It's only You. And in that, and Allah give us that dard-e-dil. That from the heart we cry to Allah Ta'ala. And he begged of Allah Ta'ala, and he fell asleep in that condition. Allah put ilham into Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Amirul Mu'mineen, that my banda is there, take some money from Baytul Maal, and you go there and you give him my salams. Allahu Akbar. When Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu reaches there, he's fast asleep. And in respect, Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, standing patiently and waiting. But suddenly a sneeze came. And a sneeze is out of our control. And sometimes a very loud sneeze also comes. And when he sneezed, then he woke up. And when he saw Amirul Mu'mineen, and the durra, the whip of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was famous. So now he feared that he's going to whip me, lash me, that my whole life what I did. So he says, no, have no fear. Your Rabb, your Allah, Rabbul Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, He has sent me, and He has sent salams for you. And He has said that I must give you this year, and you don't have to worry anymore for anything whatsoever. So kind is Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. May Allah make us turn to Him for insincerity and beg Him for His mercy and His forgiveness. And may Allah Ta'ala cover our faults. And now, this month of Rajab, to start preparing to make our namaz and connection with Allah like that. Then will come the month of Sha'ban, where we cry and have our sins forgiven. And then we can get the great crops in the month of Ramadan. And may Allah let us appreciate and enjoy the real fruit of the month of Ramadan, which is not the outward fruit. The king of fruits we have, khajur, with which we open our rosas, dates. But really, the real fruit of Ramadan is when we prepare ourselves like this and we take the maximum benefit. And really, we see our elders, the nights of Ramadan, how they used to spend them. Unfortunately, we are such, when I say we, mean me, that the nights come and we just sleep away. But these people, the nights, they made them valuable. And when they come to the last 10 nights, then there was no limit to their Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he carried on and made ibadat during the last 10 nights of Ramadan. May Allah give us all tawfiq. May Allah guide us and give us all righteousness, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, tomorrow night after Maghrib Salah will be our Ash'ar and Fikr Masjid at the Darul Ulum in Azharbal. And inshallah, on Yomul Ahad, Sunday morning from 10 o'clock till Zuhr Salah, the majlis will take place, the monthly majlis. Humble request for all brothers to participate. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina wa Mawlana Muhammadi wa Ashabihi wa Barik wa Sallim. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuna hubbak. Allahumma aj'al hubbaka habba ilayna min anfusina wa ahlina wa min al-ma'il barid. اللهم كن لنا وجعلنا لك اللهم كن لنا وجعلنا لك اللهم كن لنا وجعلنا لك اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبارك لنا في رمضان اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اصلح حاله امه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.